It's a tribute to Johnny Gimble featuring his great work. And in just a moment, you're going to meet somebody who I'm going to be absolutely tickled to talk to. An arborist who also competes in tree climbing. And who's going to preview the Western tree climbing competition of the Pendel chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture, which is going to be taking place next weekend. And we'll talk about that event coming up in about 30 seconds.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pear Networks. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at PAIR.com.
23 before 9 o'clock. Ron Kruljack is here. Hi, Ron. Or, I'm sorry, it's Rob Kruljack, and let me get you on. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. It's so good to have you here on the radio with us. You're out in the Dorseyville area?
Yes. A little bit north of the city.
And Jeff was who books a lot of our guests, mentioned to me that you're a longtime listener, too, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It went back in the good old days when I was out in the field working a lot more than I am now. Did a lot of work on Saturdays, and I'd listen to your show, and it really always got my weekend off to a good start.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, when I learned about this event, I was talking with Elida Baker, who I'm guessing you might know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's involved with the Allegheny Commons Park here on the north side. I said, we've got to talk about this. It's the Western Tree Climbing Championship. And it's going to take place in Allegheny Commons, which is just a stone's throw away from where we are. Can you explain a little bit about what folks will see and learn if they come to watch?
Yeah, it's basically a gathering of professional arborists in the western part of the state who are vying for a top five spot that would take them to the what we call the Masters Challenge, which would be June 5th, somewhere in the center of the state for almost like the state finals. The winner of the state final then represents the Pendel chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture at the International Tree Climbing Championship this year to be held in Chicago, Illinois.
Now, are you going to be climbing competitively this year?
Yes, I will be. Myself and five other members of my company will be competing in both the journeyman and the apprentice class.
Now, climbing, what I like about this event is it'll be fun to watch people do this, but you know, I have lots of big trees where I live that need to be pruned regularly so that they take the wind better, to have them thinned out so that they don't interfere with property lines or, in one case, with a garage on our neighbor's lot. And there really is a craft and an art to, lovingly taking care of the trees here, and also some safety and skill areas too. Could you explain a little bit about the things you have to know in order to do what you do?
Yeah, lots of experience, lots of training, and safety is the number one goal. There's a lot of people that, you know, can take a chainsaw and climb up a ladder and cut some branches off your tree, but to do it in a way that's safe for them and healthy for the tree is something that a certified arborist is really, a professional at. That's a level of certification that says that, you continue your education, you know all the latest safety practices and the proper tree care to do a job like cutting the branches back from the garage, as simple as it may sound.
Do you wear special equipment to climb a tree?
Yeah, a lot of the equipment is, revolutionized maybe from the rock climbing industry or that sport. The same, style harness, ropes, senders, lots of mechanical advantage devices, pulleys, blocks, that sort of thing. What a real arborist, you know, what maybe sets us apart is the ability to move throughout a tree canopy without using, you know, the spikes you see people climb telephone poles with.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. So you mm-hmm. don't wear spikes on your shoes?
Not for pruning. That's really a very, you know, not a good practice because the spikes injure a tree if you're pruning it. Now, when we're doing tree removal, yes, we wear spikes because it just allows us to be really secure when making certain chainsaw cuts. But for pruning, no spikes. It's all done off of rope.
Now, there are five events that are going to take place. And by the way, this is a week from today, right
yes.
in the Allegheny Commons area. What are the five events?
The five events are the delayed speed climb, the throw line, secured footlock, and the aerial rescue, and the work climb event.
And which one? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell a little bit about each one.
Oh, please.
Delayed speed climb is basically a predetermined route up a tree where you're being belayed the whole time. So it's basically climb the branches of the tree, get to the bell at the top as fast as you can. Throw line event is simulates how we place a rope into a tree to send the rope to get into the canopy to do work. So it's like a lead-filled ball on the end of a string, per se, is thrown into the tree that we can then hoist our climbing line into the tree with. So there's like several targets set up in the tree, and we've got to place ropes in those targets. The secured footlock, one of the hardest events, in my opinion. It's basically like climbing a rope in gym class, except the height is 49 feet for the men, and the rope is a half inch in diameter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's basically using your feet to grip the rope to make that ascent. You know, in a really good technician at this, the international last year, a guy did it in 14 seconds. So it's really amazing when you want somebody good at it. They fly
14
up
seconds?
This rope.
How many
14
feet?
14 seconds. 49 feet.
My gosh. That's, wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The aerial rescue event, that's kind of how the whole tree climbing championships came about. A gentleman out in California started, you know, having a competition among his company about going up a tree to rescue an injured climber, if that should happen. So the aerial rescue has a 180-pound crash test dummy in the tree. We have to send the tree and bring him down to the ground safely while going through all this procedure of calling the EMTs, assessing the victim, and bringing him out of the tree to be, you know, worked on by the professionals. And then finally, the work climb event, which is probably the funnest and one of the most exciting to watch, is where the contestants will start in the top of the tree and then work to four or five stations throughout the canopy and then get to the ground in a very short amount of time. So it's almost like downhill mountain bike racing in a tree. It's fast. It's really exciting.
It sounds like you really love what you do and that you you have, you know, for as long as you – how long have you been at this?
About 17 years now. Not competing, but in the industry. I've been mm-hmm. competing for about six now, and it's just been wonderful. The best part about it is the education, you know, because it's a competition, but it's also about just learning new climbing techniques, and safety is also paramount, like where – you know, safe techniques are introduced to some climbers that may not be, you know, aware of that you shouldn't be doing it that way. This is much safer. So it's really educational as much as it is competitive.
So this will run from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Next Saturday, a week from today, in Allegheny Commons on the north side. And hopefully we'll send some Pittsburghers off to the finals after this, and you'll make it all the way to Chicago. I was doing some math just now because I couldn't resist, Rob, and the guy that went up the rope, that's a speed of about 2 miles per hour for, you know, fighting gravity and going up the rope. That's amazing.
It's not as much about strength as it's just technique, you know, just real fluid, smooth movements, just one lock at a time, and next thing you know, they're hitting the bell at the top in 14 seconds. So it's an exciting one to watch if anybody comes down.
I'll bet. Anything else you'd like to add?
There'll be food available. It's definitely something to, you know, come down and check out, you know, meet some, you know, true professionals in the area who do real quality work here in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I guess that's probably about it. It's a good day.
That's great. Well, Rob, it's good to have you here. Rob Kroljak. And Rob runs Arbor Elm Tree Service in Dorseyville, representing the Pendel chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.